Good evening, Dothan First Family. It is such a joy to be able to connect with you tonight, even if it is through the magic of technology. I would like to welcome you tonight to our Wednesday night online experience. I trust you've had a good week so far, and I am believing God for the rest of your week to be great as well. Now, as you know, we are approaching a very important time in the history of our nation with the general election day coming up on Tuesday, November the 3rd. And I know that all of us have been experiencing some very difficult and unpredictable days during most of this year, especially since the beginning of March. This has been a year that I'm sure most of us would like to forget, put behind us, and move on. I know it has certainly been a tough year for me and my family, even above and beyond the political unrest and the COVID pandemic that we've all been dealing with. It's just been a tough year. But tonight, I just want to take a few minutes to share with you some encouragement from God's Word. If you have a Bible handy, you can turn with me to Psalms chapter 24, and that's where I will begin. According to God's Word here in Psalms chapter 24, it says this: "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory." Now, first of all, I want you to know, regardless of the craziness of this year, regardless of the outcome of this election, regardless of any of the difficulties that you may be experiencing in your own personal life, you and I serve a God who is, as the Word declares, the King of glory. And again, who is this King of glory? He is the Lord, strong and mighty. His Word declares that you and I are strong and mighty as well, because in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, it says this: "The one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." So you and I are strong and mighty. God wants us strong and mighty, just like him. We're actually called to be strong and mighty. So now I want to share with you some thoughts about our strength in the Lord. First of all, as children of God, we have, you and I, have a legacy of strength. In Psalms chapter 112, verses 1 through 2, it says this: "Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. For their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed." You and I have a great heritage of strength, a great heritage to pass on to our children and our grandchildren. Let's claim this strength over our children and our grandchildren. The second thing I want to share with you is this: you and I have strength over our struggles and our difficulties. In Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 17, it says this: "But in that coming day, no weapon turned against you will succeed. You will silence every voice raised up to accuse you." Psalms 27, verse 1 through 3 says this: "The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident." You see, God's declared that he will provide the strength that you and I need to become overcomers, and no matter what the situation we may face. The third thing I want to say to you tonight is this: you and I, we gain strength through praise and worship. In Psalms chapter 59, verse 16 through 17, it says this: "But as for me, I will sing about your power. Each morning I will sing with joy about your unfailing love. For you have been my refuge, a place of safety when I am in distress. O, my strength, to you I sing praises. For you, O God, are my refuge, the God who shows me unfailing love." You see, when you and I are experiencing moments of weakness, it is then then, and I know it's difficult then, but it is then that we should sing praises to God. It's then that we should shout praises to Him, because it is through our praise that He makes us strong. The fifth thing that I would like to say to you is this. You and I have strength to lead others. Yes, you have the strength to be a leader. We need mighty leadership in this country. We need mighty leadership in our churches, in our homes. And you and I are to be those leaders. You and I need to use our influence to inspire and lead others. The Word of God declares in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17, that as one piece of iron sharpens another, so friends keep each other sharp. You and I can keep each other sharp. You and I can be leaders. Let's lead strong. And the sixth thing I want to say to you tonight is this. We are strong together. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25 declares this. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near. Now, as I come to a close of this short devotional message tonight, I want to say this to you. Let me encourage you to seek the Lord and call upon His strength. I encourage you to be strong against adversity. Be strong in your morals. Be strong in your character. Be strong in the Lord. Now let me just pray a short prayer over you tonight. Father, I pray over these, your people tonight. I ask God that you'd watch over them, that you'd strengthen them in their times of weakness. I pray that you would cover them with your mighty hand, bless them with your unlimited resources, and bring peace to them during these times of uncertainty. And I ask all of this in the strong and mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I just want to leave you with one last thought. My sweet little 2-year-old grandson, Nolan, he'll just walk up to me sometimes, just out of the blue, and he will look up at me and say, "Poppy, I love you so much, the whole world." I got to tell you, that makes my heart so happy. But I want to tell you this. I want you to know that God loves you the same way. He loves you so much, the whole world. And don't you ever forget it. God bless you. We hope to see you this Sunday live on our campus.